Okay, item 472, please.
Request of Crystal Ilinski to address council regarding rent control.
Good morning.
PGE, Alaska Airlines. I've got a stump down stumper for you. If you know these little, remember when you were interviewed on OPB, Commissioner Fritz, and they got you on, I'm sorry, KBOO. The kids had asked questions, and they asked the best questions. But which public building is it right on the waterfront, historic, beautiful building, that the city gave no rent, no taxes over to the Rose Quarter, Rose Festival, and you're not allowed to access it? It's not public. Anybody? The Eon Building. The Eon Building down by the waterfront by the Hawthorne Bridge. So my name is Crystal Ilinski, and I got this at the library. I represent 10,000 members of the council. The title is not right. It should have been Bernie Giusto. As you know, we've had a long list of funny little sheriff debacles here. And then as far as the rent control issue, I'll just point out again, as I've been saying since day one, since I've been coming here and going to all of your other meetings, that we need rent control. And yet on the front page of your paper today, they're talking again about inclusionary zoning, zoning this. So I'll just get that aside, because I did try to change the title last week, and they said it was too late. You have to do it the Monday before the next week. So the funniest and most tragic part of the Multnomah County Sheriff Dan Staton debacle is that he wants, once he retires, to have Mike Reese, former Chief Reese, yes, the one who my mother screamed at on the TV when him and Sam Adams shut down Occupy. And he was also running the Meet the Heat the other week for $1,000 a pop. You could see all the war toys that the police play with. And I don't even know why he's still in public service. I mean, last I know, they just ruled that it was unconstitutional to kettle people, and he was wearing his civvies, although he had resigned, retired, whatever. He was at the main police building down there, standing outside and coordinating the entire Michael Brown protest kettling. So as you know, there have been lawsuits and settlements and everything over that. I want to talk about, also, why is Sam Adams, why was he put into this system? But I wanted to talk about the heroes and legacies, because I've been, you know, reading, I read things like Hillary's book and Ben Bernanke and others like this, that they sit, I like to hear their words that, for example, we rendered the question of Zelaya and Honduras moot, or in these great words, you know, I felt like I couldn't move this mountain of poverty. So I thought that the people that come here,
Crystal, you're out of time
today.
You need to wrap up.
We need to give, I didn't even have 3 minutes.
Yes, you did, but you need to wrap up.
We need to give a moment of silence. I know you gave 30 minutes last week to Michelle Munt, who was one of the people that come here regularly, and she passed away 2 weeks ago. So I would like to dedicate one more minute, especially since you won't be calling the police on me today since there are no children here anymore.
We won't be calling the police, but we're not going to take a minute of silence. And thank you very much for coming this morning. So we're going to move on to the next regular item.